The central issue in the strike against the world's third-largest tire company is plans for closing a plant in Tyler, Texas. Goodyear's latest offer promises not to close 11 of the 12 U.S. Goodyear plants, including Sun Prairie's. But union spokesman Wayne Rannick says if the company won't back down on closing the Texas plant, the strike will likely continue.
We've made it clear that there's not going to be an agreement that includes any closures of our plants, Tyler included.
But Goodyear spokesman Ed Markey says that's a losing proposition because the tires made in Texas just aren't making money.
It is an enormously unprofitable segment for us. It is under constant increasing pressure from low-cost imports.
The union also says it won't agree to a company plan to create a trust fund to manage retiree medical benefits. Wayne Rannick says the fund would cut benefits in half and last for only a few years.
From our calculations, this fund would be out of money in probably anywhere from 7 to 10 years. So obviously, that would not be good for the current retirees, and it would be a disaster for future retirees.
The company claims the fund would last for at least 20 years. Still, it appears both sides have agreed to return to the table. Talks are expected to begin soon in Akron, Ohio. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.